Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It was alumni weekend in Broken Bow, and I had the honor of speaking at a couple of class gatherings, one of which was my mom's. I appreciate the fact that even though she has heard my material several times, I'm still one of her go-to guys when she's lining up entertainment for a group. There are stretches when I go a long time without doing a show in my hometown. A prophet is not without honor save in his own country, was a scripture my dad often quoted. But after this weekend, I've done 4 shows in 4 weeks in the Bow. I have appreciated getting a chance to make some new friends right here in my old town. Since we are going into the heart of tourist season, I'm going to throw out my Nebraska tourism poem. Just on the off chance that someone driving through on I-80 and might consider looking to the north or south and take in a little bit of what our wonderful state has to offer. I must admit, I was surprised at the news the other day that my home state of Nebraska was last in a survey. 50th out of 50 for a possible destination of where Americans would choose for a family vacation. I pondered on the positives of my little piece of heaven. 10 was just too tight to squeeze, so I jotted down 11. A perfect place to put down roots, just ask our soil and sand. It all blew in from somewhere else to make their vistas grand. Our blind friends feel included, because there's not too much to see. Voted perfect final resting place, the last place folks want to be. Need to end a relationship? Poor cell service makes it easy to disengage. Fighting a phobia of rocks and mountains, our state is all the rage. Adventures in the uncharted, OnStar will lose its tracking. It's easy to leave your job at the office. Broadband is sorely lacking. We have luxury accommodations that should not be overlooked. The old vacancy sign is seldom flashing. Only our prisons are overbooked. Our biggest lake is an aquifer far below the ground. This makes water sports a challenge, but you're not as apt to drown. Enjoy enlightened conversation, Husker football, or the weather. No matter where you're headed, Nebraska makes it look much better. If you find my list unconvincing or showing a biased point of view, we will give a friendly wave and say thanks for passing through. Your coming and your going are both appreciated. Perhaps our biggest asset is our assets are understated. Some will see my logic. Others may lose interest and plan their next vacation viewing posts on Pinterest. Our doors are always open. You will be welcomed and respected, and we do our best to give our guests much more than they expected. I appreciate all of you that don't reach for the dashboard buttons when you hear Homegrown coming on. Perhaps Nebraska is an acquired taste. I hope the tourism department doesn't steal that one for their next motto. But what makes our part of the world special is its people, and I'm privileged to get a chance to visit with so many. Thanks again for riding along. This morning's program was brought to you by your local stations and sponsors, and by PowerPost Driver, the driving force in fencing. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.